USA Today reported about 20 minutes ago now that Deshaun Watson had settled all but four of the 24 lawsuits against him. Now, what's interesting about it is one of the four that didn't settle is Ashley Solis, the original person that came forward, the original masseuse that came forward. It's kind of weird because most of these cases are being represented by one attorney, and they didn't settle them all, which seems kind of strange to me that he's still going to be representing against, and they've taken settlements in some of them. But I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if that's normal or not normal. But 20 out of the 24 have been settled, which takes some of the pressure off of him, but I don't think it takes the pressure off the NFL. They're still going to have to sanction him to some degree, right? Maybe not as severely with the settlements coming down that they otherwise might have, especially if it went to trial and there was some outrageous stuff above and beyond what we already have heard that came out. But there's no way that the NFL lets him get off without something of a suspension, right?
Go ahead, Marcus.
I would say no. I think he still definitely gets some kind of suspension. The settlement terms would be kind of interesting to me to see what happens. But
well, they're non-disclosed, and we're not going to know. Right. Now, I don't know with the NFL. I don't know with their what kind of arrangement they have. If the NFL ever has access to that, if the team has access to that, if they will ever be able to know the details of the settlement, I would think maybe not. Because it's a private thing for him, but it's hard to know. Now, they did say that they said a month ago that they had completed most of their investigation into it, but that also was before a couple more cases were brought against him. So I don't really understand exactly how that's going to work, but the terms on both sides are non-disclosed, and obviously he doesn't admit any guilt in this through this process.
I mean, that's understandable, I guess. I think almost just ridiculous in this case that it's gone this long without much anything being done, really, punishment-wise.
Yeah, that's the surprising thing to me, Craig, is that the NFL waited. Now, we've talked about maybe they were waiting because they didn't want to under-punish him, but I can't believe that he hasn't been suspended while the investigation went on, that he's been allowed to participate in off-season training and some of that stuff with Cleveland. But I still think that the NFL comes away looking poorly in the way that they handled this thing.
Yeah, I do too, because as they point out here, I mean, it's been nearly 15 months since most of those cases were filed. I think the NFL, they've done their investigation, and you know, they're going to suspend him based on what they found in that investigation as to why 20 of them were settled and not the other four, and it's the same attorney. I mean, Brad, maybe one woman, you know, had a lot better case, you know, against him than others and so forth, and she's demanding more, and they're refusing to pay.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free. See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I don't know.
Well, what I do know about Ashley Solis is she's the first one that came forward. She went to an attorney and went to Deshaun Watson's attorney and was very poorly treated, according to her account, poorly treated by that attorney, disrespected and diminished the consequences of what it was that she was alleging. And she took it very personally, and that's when she went to this Tony Busby lawyer that she is being represented by. Most of these women are being represented by. She went to him, and they, according to this story, they originally turned her away, and she didn't meet the criteria for their assistance. And somebody in the office that had spoken to her said, you really need to talk to this lady and hear what she has to say. He said he met with her, and that's what changed his mind. So it seems like it's much more personal for her than maybe it is for – I don't think any of these people speak. I've read some accounts of what Ashley Solis has said, but maybe it's more personal for her because of the way that she was treated after the fact, and she was sort of like, treated as a criminal herself because she came forward and said that this guy had done this to her. Maybe that has something to do with why she didn't want to settle. I don't know about the other three people, though.
Yeah. Anything else on that, Merck? Any other thoughts?
No, I just hope that – I mean, I just hope that this – again, let's just get over with. I mean, I heard you guys talking about the Carolina situation with Baker Mayfield, and maybe they feel like if they're going to get a favorable ruling that brings that Baker Mayfield situation kind of – you know what I mean?
That's the next thing I was going to ask you is, the word is that maybe Cleveland would be willing to pay half of what Baker Mayfield is going to make this year in
what
a deal
I've been
with
reading,
Carolina.
Yeah. What I'd been reading was Carolina wanted a lot more than half. They wanted I don't remember what the number was, but it was probably close to two-thirds of the salary. I don't know why Cleveland would do that just to get rid of him. I mean, I guess something is better than nothing. I guess maybe if you pay $12 million and they pay the other six, maybe that not having to spend that $6 million. But to me, I just that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Now, the story this morning, and it's hard to know what all of is head games. I say this morning, I think it came out yesterday. It's hard to know how much of his head games. But now there's talk that Carolina is interested in taking a look at Garoppolo once Garoppolo starts throwing the ball. So
wow.
Are they really interested in Garoppolo, or are they trying to get Cleveland to push the panic button and go ahead and agree to their terms?
Yeah. I think that's what it's been about the whole time. Other teams are. It's a waiting game to try to get Cleveland to pay a higher percentage, right, Murr?
Yeah. And just again, Cleveland has no leverage. Baker Mayfield. Cleveland is going to get. He'll go up in value the longer that he sits there. What surprises me is that hearing Jake say that if Deshaun Watson is suspended. Suspended for 9 games or a year or whatever it would be, that they're good with going with Jacoby Brissett. So I don't know. It's always just between the two of them to see who's the least mature person in the room. This may be swinging back towards Baker being the more mature person.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, how much of that?
Saying they don't want Baker as their quarterback, even
period.
If he's better than Brissett and he could help them win games.
That's so dumb. That is.
But are they
so
basing
dumb.
That? Are they basing that on we don't want him, or are they basing that on we don't think he'll play for us?
No, I think they're basing They're basing that on we don't want him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to know. That is a battle for the ages on who's the least mature out of those two parties. But neither side. This is sort of like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial to me. Neither side has come out of this deal looking very good, in my opinion. I already had a pretty low opinion. Couldn't get much lower than I thought on the Browns organization, but somehow they've dropped the bar even further.
They have dropped the bar pretty far. I mean, this organization is pretty bad.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.